The post-workout glow at Planet Fitness doesn't just feel great. It feels 80s pump-up jam great.
Because when you got the glow, there is no stopping what you want to do.
And now when you become a PF Black Card member, your glow can be even greater with a free Amazon Halo Fitness Tracker.
Get the glow.
Get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and just $24.99 a month. Bring a friend, enjoy massage chairs, and get a free Amazon Halo View. Deal ends November 15th. Subject to taxes, fees, and commitment. See club for details.
Hey sis, it's time to take a break from all the digital noise around you and start moving forward on what God needs you to do. I am so excited about the Business Meeting with God Challenge that's happening for free within the society. You've collected enough notes, attended more than enough free classes, and now it's time to put what you learned into action. That's why I'm so excited to introduce the Business Meeting with God Challenge. It's happening September 26th through October 3rd in the Blessed and Bossed Up Society. The Business Meeting with God Challenge is designed to teach you guys how to cultivate the lifestyle necessary in order to build a business God's way. This challenge is less about information. We have a lot of that, too much of that out there, but it's more about action and dedication to the Lord. So here are the rules of the challenge. No social media or YouTube or podcast for the entire 7 days, including this podcast. I'll be here when you get back. Once during the challenge, you have to spend time with God near water. You take a prayer walk outside every single day, weather permitting, and you must have a business meeting with God every single day. Are you up for the challenge? If so, visit blessedandbossedup.com/challenge to join us. Again, that's blessedandbossedup.com/challenge. See you there. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. Whenever I travel and get out of my regular hustle and bustle day-to-day environment, I always feel like a new person. Things can just slow down. I enjoy myself and I love a good travel experience because when you travel well, you arrive feeling better than when you left. Isn't that how every trip should be? With new premium experiences on the ground and in the air, Delta Airlines raises the bar sky high because it's not about where you're going. It's about how much you enjoy the journey. Wherever you travel, a better experience awaits with Delta Airlines. New plant-based dishes. You guys know that I am a proud vegan. New plant-based dishes provide more sustainable alternatives for in-flight dining, along with organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. A revamped beverage lineup includes small and diverse suppliers like premium herbal teas from Thrive Farmers, Explore Cold Brew, Un Femme Sparkling Wine, and more. With Delta Airlines, you'll enjoy premium products that are better for people and the planet. Delta One's bedding sets are now made with more than 100 recycled plastic bottles each and stowed away in new reusable bedding bags. And they replaced single-use plastic with new bamboo cutlery with plans to upgrade to tableware made from biodegradable material and premium paper placemats. Wherever life takes you, travel well with Delta Airlines. Visit delta.com/travelwell to learn more.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Now, I'm going to warn you, I'm probably going to cry on this episode, for sure. And if I do, I'm going to let the tears flow. I'm not going to edit it out. I want you guys to really hear my heart and the emotion behind this episode, because I believe what I'm going to talk about today is really just a culmination of everything that I hope to communicate and the impact that I pray and hope to have on this platform. And I pray that as I tell this story, that you put yourself in it and that it inspires you to do the hard and necessary work of allowing God to transform you,
do the hard and necessary work of learning how to dwell in Him, like we talked about last week, of persevering and pushing through the tough seasons of feeling like you're alone, feeling like nobody understands, feeling like crazy for doing what God has called you to do. I pray that as I really walk through this story, that you are encouraged by it and that you use it as ammunition to push through whatever season you may be in. So let's go back to 2019. I told you guys before, that was the season where God had me shut down my business. I was in this space where I had no business. I had this podcast. I had switched it around. I went from having a co-host to doing it on my own. God was really throwing me out there and calling me to speak about Him and making Him the CEO of your business on this platform. I was scared. I was nervous. It didn't make sense. And it was rough. Right after that, He tells me to shut my business down. The business that I had been in full time at that point, that I was building, that I finally had clients, I was finally making money. He told me to shut it down. I shut it down. So I'm in the most uncertain season of my life. I'm in therapy, solo. I'm dealing with family issues. I am getting ready to get married. So I'm in premarital counseling. And I'm just in literally the, if you can deconstruct me down to my bare bones, that's how I felt. Naked, afraid, vulnerable. It was just, I cannot emphasize enough how tough that season was. Every element of my identity was being deconstructed. Everything that I built myself to be up until that point was getting crushed so that God can build me back up into who He saw before He formed me in my mother's womb. And that sounds good. It sounds optimistic. But the reality of being in a season like that is it's painful. And you don't know what all of this obedience is going to add up to. You know what the scripture says. You know that the scripture says you'll be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You'll be the lender and not the borrower. But I was doing a lot of borrowing and I ain't had nothing to lend. I was feeling real below and not above. So what my life looked like and what the scripture says was not adding up. And when you're in that place, because you're going to get to that place, like let's not romanticize what truly living a transformed life for God is. It's not easy by any means. But obedience is better than sacrifice. It wasn't feeling like it for me at that time, but that's what the truth is. And I always tell you guys the importance of acknowledge how you feel, but stand on what you know, make decisions on what you know, move in truth, which is the word of God, even when it feels like the word of God isn't showing itself in your day to day. And so that's the season that I was in, unsure. And then on top of that, just getting more and more instructions of bigger and bigger yeses I had to give, bigger and bigger faith tests. And I had to decide what was I going to do, right? So in the midst of being in that season, God also tells me, go on tour. Go to 4 cities. I know you're not making any money in your business. I know you really don't have a business at this point because I told you to shut it down. But I need you to now go on tour and go to 4 cities and preach what I tell you to preach in every city. So here I am, another tough yes. That's now binding me financially into these different contracts, right? I'm going to speed through that part because I told you guys about that. I've talked about that element of my journey many times. And if you've heard it enough, bear with me because we're going somewhere here. No business. Changing around the brand that was growing, which was the podcast, totally switching it around. Saying yes to going on tour. No money to pay for the contracts I'm signing. Get married, come back from the wedding. We had a destination wedding, so that's why I'm saying come back. Came back from the wedding, ready to start our family immediately. We're also in the home buying process. Couple weeks before closing, we found a place, we were under contract. Couple weeks before closing, the process falls through. No house. Lease is getting ready to be up. We had to figure out what we were going to do. Around the same time, also find out that I'm pregnant. Ecstatic, because I'm like, finally, a glimmer of joy
in what just seems like an emotionally toxic situation of totally dismantling everything about myself, who I've known myself to be, facing all of these different things in therapy and God really transforming me, which sounds good, but the reality of that transformation does not always feel good. So in one of the most emotionally vulnerable seasons of my life, I was so happy to say, well, finally, here's this glimmer of hope. Finally, something that I've wanted that I can have, right? That I'm able to grow my family with my husband. And then I lose the baby. And in the midst of dealing with the emotional side of the miscarriage, I have to figure out, or my husband and I have to figure out what we're going to do. Thought we were buying a house. Our lease is up. We got to find somewhere to live. So we stay with family, trying to figure out, just building things back up, just trying to continue to build and build and build. And I get pregnant again. Lose the baby again. So then now we're getting up to the point, still staying with family. We're getting to the point where it's time to go on tour, because I made the decision and was signing contracts and doing all the logistics and planning of going on the tour. 2 months before the first tour stop, miscarriage number two. And I remember sitting there and saying, God, I cannot do this. There is no way that I'm going to go into these cities and go into these rooms and stand on these stages and preach this word that I'm struggling to hold on to for myself. There's no way, God. I'm glad that you think I can do this, but I don't think I can do this. And I remember talking to someone who I'm very close to and I consider wise counsel. And I said, I don't think I can do this. He's telling me to go to these places, but how can I'm holding on for dear life for myself. How can I be there for these women who are going to come in this room just as broken as I feel right now and expecting for me to give them something? I don't have it. And the person I spoke to was saying, well, Tatum, if you feel like you can't go, then it's okay. Don't go. But I'm like, no. Because I remember when I told God that He had my life and that I was going to commit to Him, I meant it. And I feel broken, but I gotta go. And I remember even every dagger and blow that I took during that time. And it's a practice that I even employ to this day, because, man, I can't wait to tell y'all about this season. But I always said, the way I handle it is I let myself cry. I let myself feel the feels, and I always pick myself up and I say, God, I trust you. And I make my decisions based on trust in Him and not how I feel. And I tell y'all about that, you know, acknowledge how you feel and stand on what you know. But I mean that in practice. So, of course, I went on tour. And y'all know, just ending from a lot of those things, I have my son now, and my husband and I ended up buying our home and all of those things. So y'all know the way that a lot of those seasons or a lot of those situations panned out. But I want to take you to this weekend. I had to give you the backstory, but I want to take you to this weekend. This weekend, I go to an event. It's called the Made Whole Experience. It was put on by Kyla Jackson. She's Anchor Media's marketing manager, and she's been on the show many times before telling her story. So you can go back to those old episodes. If you guys want to give, I highly, 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 highly suggest giving to this organization. This event was 100% free for attendees. And let me keep it together. So I'll put the information for the organization in the show notes. So I get to the event. It was a no-brainer that I was going to go, right? I mean, I'm so proud of Kyla. I go to this event. First of all, as I'm driving up to the hotel that it was at, I'm like, oh, Lord, it's about to go down in this room. Like, I just knew. And I knew, but I was feeling it the closer I got to the event. I was like, oh God, it's been a move. I get into this event. Not even 5 minutes in, I'm in tears. And there's different layers to why I was in tears, and I'm gonna try my best to break them down. The first layer was that the Spirit of God was so present and so heavy and so thick in this space. I pray that wherever you go to worship, that is truly the presence of God when you walk into a place. Because when you walk in somewhere and the presence of God is so heavy, you're immediately moved to emotion, because I can't even like actually explain it to you, because it's the unexplainable power of God, right? So I get into this space and I feel the presence of God, and it feels so good. It feels like love. It feels so pure.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can't even find the words, but it is the most beautiful thing. The presence of God is just so beautiful. And so I'm in the event just overwhelmed by the presence of God. And Kyla was in the middle of telling her story. And she was at the part where she was talking about how the God is My CEO tour was really the trigger point to a series of events that really changed her life. And it's one thing to where somebody would talk about like, oh, you changed my life, you know, because of so much inspirational content out here, you changed my life is something that people say often, but you don't oftentimes, and even if it's true, you don't oftentimes see the true fruit of the impact that you make in somebody's life, especially with something like a podcast where I am sitting in my son's playroom right now and talking into my computer, or the tour where I'm going to these cities, I'm doing what God called me to do, and then I leave. I don't see the aftermath, right? Once the event is over. And so in that moment where I'm sitting there and I'm sitting and listening to her story, it just all hit me at the same time, where I'm taken back to those emotions I described at the beginning of this episode, and not wanting to go on this tour and not wanting to, because I was going through so much, but pushing past those emotions. And I'm sitting here in the back of the room at her conference, and I see her on stage. Like, I'm sitting in the back of the room and I see her on stage telling her story. I see these women that have been impacted by her organization, women and men that have been impacted by her organization, sitting there crying. Even as she's sitting, even as she's speaking at the podium, I see angels surrounding her. I see, as she does the altar call, I see women at the altar getting delivered in tears, worshiping God. I am sitting back there, no good. Because I'm like, if I could have saw this 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when I was in that space, barely holding on to the promises of God, I didn't know this was going to happen. But if I could have saw this then, the perseverance would have been a no-brainer, right? But that's not faith. Faith is confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. It's trusting that God is a man of his word, even when you haven't seen the proof of that word manifesting in your life yet. And I was back there in tears, just trying to keep myself together, because it hit me. And it's one thing where you're able to see, like if you volunteer, I was trying to get my best to explain this to my husband. It's like, it's one thing where you may give back or volunteer and you see just, you know, the impact that you're able to make on that smaller scale, or even on a tour. What I was able to see in that room was enough for me, right? It was so worth it. But to then be able to be in this space to where one of the people, to be able to see one of the people whose lives was impacted in that space, to now see 2 years later, she's cultivating her own spaces where people are able to be delivered and set free and to be healed and to be taught the word of God. I can't even explain to you the wave of emotions that went through me, because that's fruit. Forget the what can be accomplished in business, forget the accolades, the money, the influence, forget all of that. To be able to see with my own eyes the way God will duplicate and multiply the seeds that you plant, I pray that those of you guys who God is calling to do some big things, I pray, because I know how hard it is. I know how difficult it can be. I know those moments where you are crying your eyes out to God. I know those moments to where you see everybody winning, getting blessed with the same things you're praying for, and you're being obedient, you're being faithful, you're praying, you're fasting, you're giving, you're doing serving, you're doing all of these things. And you're every single day is long to just get through that day to go to the next. And you're just holding on tight, and you're holding on tight to what God said. I hear you. I feel you. I get it. But if I can tell you anything by sitting in this experience over this weekend, is that I pray that you push through, and I pray that not only do you push through, but you are able to live and see the impact of your yes. I hear people all the time tell me about the impact of this show and even people who've gone to been to the tour, things like that, the impact of it. But nothing hit me like sitting in this room and seeing, because here's the thing. The same God that has moved miracles through this platform, that has allowed my voice to go into countries. I don't even speak the same language, but they are understanding and getting set free by the word of God. The same God that is doing all of these amazing things through this platform is the same God that will do it through you, that will do it through those that you impact, and so on and so forth. And it overwhelmed me to the point where, like, I am struggling to articulate this to you. And I pray I'm doing a good job. It hit me like never before. And it was even crazier. Is that was one layer to my overwhelm. Another layer is there's some things that I've really been believing in God for lately. And the Bible says we go from glory to glory. And I told you guys about just the last few months and God teaching me, you know, new levels of how to dwell and all of these different things. And there are elements to this story that I'll share later, because one thing I know for certain is that just like those of you guys who love and support me in this show, listen, my enemies listen to this podcast too. And just a quick caveat for those of you guys who God is calling to, through maybe social media or any type of or podcasting or anywhere in this online space, YouTube. Here, understand this. Use wisdom on what you share. Use wisdom on what you share. Don't, in the spirit of being transparent, don't go out here talking about things that you don't need to talk about. See, use wisdom with what you open your mouth with and share. Because your enemies are watching as well. And I got enough generational stuff that I'm dealing with that I ain't even opened up the door for in my own life to be sitting here playing and dry snitching on myself for the enemy to keep trying me some more. No, thank you. No, thank you. But use wisdom. Okay. Quick caveat. So there are things that I'm not going to talk about yet, but I want to give you a revelation that I got while I'm in this event. So I told you my experience was layered. So I told you about the main layer that I believe is most relevant for this show. But the second one was there's been something I've been petitioning God for pretty much for all of this year. And I got my answer in the event. So then as the event is going on, I'm like walking around, people getting delivered, like it Holy Spirit was moving. Okay. It was amazing. But I'm walking around just praying, praising God, speaking in tongues. So out loud, and this was such a beautiful new thing or new way that I experienced God personally. So out loud, I'm speaking in tongues, right? But in my head, it's like I'm interpreting the tongues that I'm speaking. And that's never happened to me before. I've never been able to interpret myself when I'm speaking in tongues, or anybody else for that matter, right? So I'm speaking in tongues, and then I'm hearing what I'm saying in English. And it was so mind-blowing and so beautiful to me, because this was a new way that I was experiencing the gifts of God. And I want to tell you guys this, the revelation, because there are some of you who are in a position where you're not understanding why God has you in a season that you feel like you've already been taken out of before. You don't understand why you're still dealing with insert whatever here. You don't understand, God, why do I feel like I'm taking the same tests when I thought we were past this by now? And God wants you to understand that just like when you get a bachelor's degree, right, you take your general coursework on your area of expertise. When you get a master's degree, it's an advanced curriculum. If it's usually the same coursework if you're advancing in the same career. So if you're like, let's say, on the psychology track, you get your bachelor's in psychology, you get your master's in psychology, right? So the same subject matter, but it's an advanced curriculum. The tests are harder. There's more information that you're learning that you didn't know before. There are more opportunities for you to be tempted to not continue upon that same coursework. So it's a more advanced curriculum. And so God is trying to take you to a new level of glory, but you're resisting the test because you're allowing yourself to be confused and distracted by the fact that it feels the same, but it's not the same. It's a more advanced degree so that he can unlock a new level of intimacy with him, a level of power in you, a new level of authority with what he's called you to do. The stakes are higher. So you can't give up now feeling like God, or feeling confused or flustered or frustrated about the fact that you feel like you're in familiar territory or back where you started from. You still need to push through and persevere because the new level of glory that's on the other side of it is going to make it all worth it. And if I could bring this whole thing home, I started where I started at and shared with you the emotions that I was at in that time, because I want you to be able to understand the level of glory that's on the other side of you persevering. And it's not about you. It's so that God can get the glory. When I was in that room over the weekend, it was not about me. God was continuing to get the glory, reaching a demographic that I could never reach. I could never be able to reach and connect with the people in that room the way that Kyla is. And I'm not supposed to. We are one body. We are one body. One body. And when we come together and use our gifts and talents for the kingdom of God, how amazing. How amazing. And how quickly can his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so the overwhelming feeling that I felt in that place was, this is what it's supposed to be, right? It's not about me and what I was feeling, and I was upset, and me, God, why are you doing this to me? I just needed to push through my selfishness and submit all of those feelings that are valid, but still not relevant in the grand scheme of things, because regardless of how I felt, I needed to persevere. So the same thing for you. Some of you guys are in that space. You're either in the space I described in the beginning, or you're in the space that I described just now, feeling like you're back in familiar territory. But God is saying, persevere, push through, push through. It's about his kingdom, his will being done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not about us. Being a Christian is not supposed to be inspirational. It's supposed to be transformational, so that we can be God's hands and feet on this earth, so that we can do our part and use our skill sets for the kingdom of God, not for us, but for him. And I pray that as you push through and do the things that God has called you to do, despite how hurtful it can be sometimes, I pray that you get to sit in a room and see the fruit. I pray that you get to not just hear about, you know, people who've been inspired by what you do, but I pray you can really just see the way that God will multiply. And the same God that's transforming you will transform those that you're called to, and will transform those that they're called to. I am just not okay in a good way. Like, I am just so emotional in a sense of I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for God, man. And I had to come on here and talk about that on this episode. I'll just go ahead and end that here. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. I will put the information about Sakala's organization and what she's doing in the show notes, because it's an amazing organization. And if you can donate, please do. She just released a new book. I'll put the link to all of that there. So purchase a book, give to the organization. And yeah, that's it. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all next week.
The post-workout glow at Planet Fitness doesn't just feel great. It feels 80s pump-up jam great.
Because when you got the glow, there is no stopping what you want to do.
And now when you become a PF Black Card member, your glow can be even greater with a free Amazon Halo Fitness Tracker.
Get the glow. Oh.
Get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and just $24.99 a month. Bring a friend, enjoy massage chairs, and get a free Amazon Halo View. Deal ends November 15th. Subject to taxes, fees, and commitments. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.